Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Mem Dalid. We're going to start from Mem Gimel Amud Beis in the middle of the Amud, because we are in the middle of a sugya. Says the Gemara, Ishak Mekadesh is Bitoy. Back at the beginning of our perek, we had that there are three cases of shlichus. We have Ish Mekadesh Boyu Bishluchoy, Ish Miskadesh is Bo'u Bishluchoy, and Ish Mekadesh is Bitoy Kishihin Na'ara, Boyu Bishluchoy. The daughter is a Nara, she's 12 years old. Hu Hadin, if she was younger, but the Gemara already told us in Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, we don't recommend young girls getting married at such a tender young age, because after all, the girl is still immature. That's why our Mishnah is telling us, Derech Agav, rather marry them off when they're Na'arois rather than when they are Kitanois. Good. So what does it say in the Mishnah? That the father can go be Mekadesh's daughter, Kishahi, Na'ar, when she is a Na'ar, boy, he, the father, Uvishluchoi, and with a Shliach. Noteworthy is, it doesn't say anything about her being Mekadesh herself. After all, she's already a Bardas, Basdas. She's already 12 years old. And that's what we're going to have a discussion now, initially in the Gemara. Tanan Osim, in Mesechtis Gittin, we learned, Na'ar Amurasa, a girl that was already mureses, not nesua, just mureses. He viavia mekabel es get, both she and her father can be mekabel to get. Oh, so we see that even though her father's still in charge, because she's still a nara, and therefore the father can be mekabel to get, nevertheless she can also be mekabel to get. Rav Yehuda, ein shtei yadayim zorches keecha. No, can't be both. Elavia mekabel es get. He has the sole authority to mekabel to get. Period. Nothing to talk about. Of course, he could always appoint her as a shliach on his behalf to go be mekabel to get. That's no problem. But she doesn't have an independent yad to go and be zoicha. The father has all the rights in this marriage. So we have now a machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Rav Yehuda, the Gabi being mekabel to get. Then the Mishnah tells us as an aside, this is really not key to our Gemara, if you have a young girl that really doesn't understand the import of a get, it's what Rashi calls and what Chazal call that she is mishulachas and she returns. What's the lashon that the Gemara uses? Rashi uses mishalcha v'chizeres. A girl has to be mishalcha v'einoy chizeres. The reason for that is because it says in the pasuk v'nosan b'yod, he gives her the sefer krisos v'shulcha mibeisai. So the Gemara darshens mi mishalcha ve'ena chayzeres yotzezu she mishalcha ve'chayzeres. A girl that's so young and immature that doesn't understand what the get means. In other words, we bring her in front of a bezdin, we go and give her the get, hariyat materes chalodem, she takes it, and then that night she comes home again, makes dinner for her husband. Young lady, you're no longer husband and wife. She doesn't understand that, and she still thinks that she's married to her husband. So therefore, anybody that any chod is garish, she has a status like a shoita, and therefore you cannot go and be megarish. But that's, again, a little bit off on a tangent. The important thing is we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, which we just quoted. When it comes to the receipt of a get, there's a machloikis Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakam says, both he via mekabin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only the father. Now we have machloikis Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. What the halacha is the gabe kiddushin? Does the same machloikis apply? Amrish Lakish, gemachloikis a geshin, gemachloikis a kiddushin. Exact same machloikis. Where the Tanna Kamma would hold that both she can take the kes of kiddushin and the father can take the kes of kiddushin. The kes of kiddushin would belong to the father, because we learned back in Maseches Gittin, it says, V'yotzachinim en kosev, ein kes of the odin zeh, av yesh kes of the odin achet. So the father would get the right to the money, but she has the yad to be able to mekabel it according to the Tanna Kamma. Just like it says, hivi avia mekabel es gitta, the Gabi Kiddushin says, Rish Lakish, hivi avia mekabel es kiddushia. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ein shtei yadayim zoiches ki'echad, just like only the father can mekabel the get, only the father can go and receive the kes of kiddushin. We say kes of kiddushin, the same thing, of course, applies to the shtar. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, machloikas the gerushin, av the kiddushin, the riakoil, avi avlohi. No, that's the gabi get. The gabi kiddushin, everybody would agree, only the father and not her. which means even the Tanakhama, because Rabbi Yehuda already holds the Gabi get ein shtei yadayim zoiches ke'echad, just the Aviyah. Rabbi Yochanan says the Gabi Kiddusha, the same thing applies even according to Tanakhama. It's only Aviyah, v'loi he. Now, you have to understand what's the nafkimina, manishtana, between Kiddushin and Gerishin. If anything, we all know Havayi Liyitziyah. There's a hekish between Kiddushin and Gerishin, and therefore whatever applies to Gerishin, you should apply to Kiddushin, and vice versa. So, what's the nafkimina? V'yom Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina, my time at Rabbi Yochanan, Aliba Dirabana. Meaning that vis-a-vis Rabbi Yehuda, it's the same. Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Shtei Yadayim Zoiches Ke'echad, and there too he holds Ein Shtei Yadayim Zoiches Ke'echad. It's only the father and not the daughter. It's the Rabbanan that have now made this major 180 degrees change according to Rabbi Yochanan. Not according to Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish is exactly the same. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a major difference. That when it comes to a get, the girl can call me Mekabla her own get, while when it comes to the Kesef Kiddushin, only the father can go and receive it. My type, what's the reason? Every more very simple reason. Gerishin de machneses atzma l'rishus aviyah, bein hi uvein aviyah, bein hi uvein aviyah. Which means, when there's a get, what happens? Until now she was an arusa, not nesua. It's important to make that distinction because Rashi points out, as we've learned previously in Masechtas Gittin, that once she's a nesua, then the father has no more rights vis-a-vis the girl. When she's nesis, all of his rights terminate, finished. And so therefore, after Nisuan, if she is getting a get, then she's the only one in charge. The father has nothing to say. But here we're talking about Erisin. When you're talking about Erisin, as you know, even though technically she's married, she's still in the home of her father, and the father still has a number of rights. On the other hand, he is sharing one of the major rights, and that's the Hataras Adorim. He has to share that with the Oris. Both of them have to be made for Neder, so that the Haforah should be effective. So Zok to Yomariyat, Gerishin the Machneses Atul Shusavia. The Gerishin brings her back into her father's fold. Not that she was previously in the home of the Baal. She was always in the home of the father. But it means that for all rights and for all rights are pertinent thereto, everything now reverts back to the father, and the Oris lose all of his rights. That being the case, Bein hi uvein aviha, the father is delighted that he has his daughter back, and that he has now whatever rights he had and will continue to have, and a Mietz Hashem will try to go marry her off a second time, he'll get more Kesef Kiddushin Halavai, etc. So that being the case, he is delighted that he's coming back, and then he is delighted that she takes the get and returns back into the fold. Mashenkin Kedushin Mefkas Atzim Rishu Sevia, as a result of the Kedushin, he loses rights. He is losing his control, the rights over his precious daughter, his beloved daughter. So therefore, we limit it and we say, Avi Avlohi, he's the one in charge of her leaving his home. Even if we're only talking about Erisin, but even to that extent, the leaving the home in certain rights, we again, only he has those rights, she does not. So we made a difference between the case of get and between Kiddushin, and basically it's because of, is she leaving the fold or is she returning home? Freit Yomara, on the surface that sounds like a good svara, Vari Maimar, the Mafkas, Atam Rishusaviyah. We know what Maimar is, that's by a Yavama, although Menatoyer, the only way to Meyabim a Yavama is through Bia. Vyimma. However, Chazal added a middle stage of Maimer, which is akin to that of Kiddushin. Instead of going straight to the end game, so to speak, of having the Bia, in between, if and when Chas V'Shalom, her husband, passed away without any children, and she falls to Yimim to her Yavam, before he makes Bia, Chazal instituted the concept of Maimer, that he should go and first give her like Kesef Kiddushin, and then subsequently they will consummate and have Bia. Okay, so Bari Maimer, the Mafkas Atzmei Shusaviyah, it's very parallel to Kiddushin, it's all to Mafkia her to a certain degree from her father now to the Yavam. Utanana, what does it say? Ketana mina erisin, ein oisin ba maamer, elamidas aviyah. If you have a ketana, nebuch, if you think about it, it's not just, you know, the cold story of a girl. We're talking about a young girl who's all of 8 or 10 years old, she's still a Tana, and she's already a widow Nebuch from her husband. They didn't have any children, which is not surprising, because the Gemara says
she's a Ktana,
exactly. So therefore, she now falls Nebuch Le'ibam, already one failed marriage, because Nebuch, she sat Shiva after her husband had passed away, and now she's falling Le'ibam to her Yavam. Can the Yavam go and give her Maimer? Says the Gemara, in Oisim HaMaimer L'dasavir. It has to be with the father's involvement, consent, he receives the Kesef, etc. What's the reason why? She's still a Ktana. Ktana doesn't have enough seichel on her own, and so therefore, doesn't work. Hanara beimidas atzu beimidas aviyah. If, unfortunately, the Yavam is not a Ktana, she's already older, she's a Nara, but she's still unfortunate, she's still only 12 years old. In such a case, she can go and take the Kesef Kedushin in the form of the Maimar, and she can consummate that part, not consummate the marriage, but she can go and effect the closing on this mine. So now, before we continue on, Freiti Mora L'choira Havakasha, we just said now, assuming that Mishnah, it's really a Bryce, even though it says a Tanan, it's really a Bryce, that assuming that Bryce is going according to the Rabbanan, and what did the Rabbanan say? That there's a difference between Geth and Kiddushin. What's the difference between Geth and Kiddushin? Because by Kiddushin, Mafkas Atzma Mirishus Aviha, it's Aviha Viloihi. Here, she's also Mafkas Atzma Mirishus Aviha. Should be Aviha Viloihi. But we're not asking a kasha from the Ktana, we're only asking a kasha from the Nara, because our whole Gemara is focusing on that. The Ktana doesn't have a Yad to come from the Kabbalah on her own. So that's when the original Mishnah, Tanan Hosam Nara Hamurasa. Our Mishnah is talking about a Nara. In all the cases, we're talking about Nara, and we just made the distinction according to Rabbi Yochanan, Alibad Rabbanon. What was the distinction? That if she is leaving the father's Rishus, then it's Aviyah V'lohi. Here we have a case of Maimer, where she's leaving the father's Rishus, going into the Avam's Rishus. Not totally, but Kiddushin Erisin is also not totally. You're leaving through Kiddushin, father is in charge. The father should also be in charge. In fact, you'll see in the parentheses, Masha Ein Kim Be Kiddushin. The Marshal takes it out, but that's the continuation of the Braisa, and the Gemara is going to refer to it in another 10 or 15 lines down. So, Freit de Moriet, what do I ask? So the Kasha is now a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. You see, on Rabbi Yochanan, thank you. Back on the bottom of the Amid Beis. The Gemara started, but in my mind, God's Atzma Rishus Aviyah, V'tanyan, we're learning what's the din, that Nara B'Midas Atzma Midas Aviyah is a Shver on Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara, Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar, I have a brand new pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. On Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, Ali B'Drabbanan, Kiddushin D'Midaita Aviyah V'Lehi, Kiddushin D'Bal Karcha Bein Hi Bein Aviyah. Oh, a brand new chilik. Not the chilik that we had before about leaving the father's rishus, coming back to the father's rishus, but it has to do with is a midaita or bal korcha. When you talk about kiddushin, it's got to be midaita. In other words, somebody has to agree. Now, when we say midaita, lav dafka we mean midas the girl. We could be talking about the midas of the father of the girl. Meaning, you can't force someone into a marriage. It's got to be with their consent. So Rashi, in fact, avoids this question. Rashi says in the third, fourth line, Kiddushin Midaita Devina Das HaMakna. The one that's Makna. Who's the one that's Makna? That's the case here of everything okay?
Yeah, I just want to see.
Good. Is Midas HaMakna, and the Makna of here is the father. So therefore, it has to be with his consent. Therefore, Aviyah V'lahi. However, Gerish of the Bal Karcha, get by definition, can be given Bal Karcha. So therefore, it really makes no difference. Bein hi or bein aviyah. You give it to the father, you give it to the girl. Anyway, we don't ask for her acquiescence, her consent. It's a bal karcha. So bal karcha, then you can go and give it even to the girl herself.
But the kedusha midaita, isn't she a nara already?
It's true.
So why does the father be her das?
Very good, Nadi. So go back to Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. You see in the Mishnah, the third case in the Mishnah, Ish Mekadish as Bita Kishihi Nara Bayu Bishluchai. The father can marry off the daughter, either he himself or through a shliach. Why can he do it himself? So in terms of a ketana we had back in Masechta's Gittin, as bitin asatel ish hazeh, that's referring to a ketana. How do I know a nara? Because it says by an omevriya, when she leaves her odai, when she gets simanim, when she becomes 12 years old, v'yatzachinam ein kasef. So Gemara says, isn't that duplicative? We're saying v'yatzachinam ein kasef. So Gemara darshan ein kesef l'odin zeh, v'yish kesef l'odin acher. From that, the Gemara learned that the kesef kiddushin that she takes when she is a nara goes not to her, but goes to her father. So the father is in charge of any kiddushin of his daughter as long as she's still a nara. Once she's a boigris, then she leaves her father's rishus. So another 3 months later, she's on her own. But until that time, the father is in charge. So therefore, our Gemara is telling us what's the chilik between gittin and kiddushin. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say alibid rabbanan, that in the case of gittin, say the rabban, he via mekabnas gitta, but when it comes to a kiddushin, only the father's mekabel the kesef kiddushin. What's the reason? Very simple. Because you're talking about a kiddushin, it has to be with the maknas das. Rashi says to be in a dasa makna. Who's the makna? The father. Okay, so it has to be with his consent, with his acquiescence, and therefore avia v'lo he says imar. Gerish in the Baal Karcha, you don't give a get to this girl against her will, even if she doesn't want the get. So beini bein avia, then you don't need the father to be involved, because unfortunately you don't need a das makna. The person is whoever receives the get, and it's done. Okay, so l'choyre is a very good svar. Freit Gemara, based on what you just said now, that since it's midata, avia v'lohi, we can nochmul ask akasha on Rabbi Yochanan, alibid rabban. Hari mamer, it's this brisa that we just brought now. That's midata. You can't go and force her to go and take a maimer, at least that's what the Gemara holds at this point, that it has to be again with her acquiescence, just like a case of kiddushin. Uktani behi ubein avia. Since it's midaita, since hari maimer midata, since mamer has to be midas, so then the choyrit should be again avia v'loihi, because it's the one that's makna. Who's the one that's makna? The father, because she's still a nara. Uktani behi ubein avia. So don't I have a steer now? What have I helped? The whole purpose of coming up with a new pshat is because, according to the first pshat, we said a shver of Yoichanan. What shver from the case of Maimer? Guess what? Even with the new pshat, a shver from Maimer. What have we accomplished? Anthony Mora, Hosem ben Maimer de Bal Karcha. The premise of your kasha, Hari Maimer de Midata, is a faulty premise because Maimer can be given Bal Karcha. For Rabbi, according to Rabbi. In other words, it's a machloikis. The sign we learned in the Braisa, how oisamamah be event by a person who gives maimer to his yavama shaloi midata without her consent, Rabbi Oimer Kana, it works even without her consent.
How could she accept if she's not consenting? It's mama.
Dechamachamum oimrim loy kana. It doesn't work. Right tomorrow, my time of the Rebbe. Where does Rebbe take this from? Kamar mebiya di yavama, ma biya di yavama bal karcha afachanami bal karcha. After all, the beer by a Yavama is Bal Karcha, whether she likes it or not. The Yavam can force himself on the Yavama. The Yavma he's entitled to. Same thing says the Gemara. The Maimed of the Chachamim were Masakin. The Masakin ki en the din of Yavam. And the Masakin can also be given Bal Karcha. Rabbanan Sabi, no. Yofinami Kedushin. The whole Indian Maimed is somewhat of a hybrid situation in the sense that it's a brand new Takan of the Rabbanan. They borrowed it, if you will, from Kiddushin, but it's to help in the Yibam process. Oh, so the question is, how would the Chachamim misakin it? Should be doimet to Kiddushin, or should be doimet to the Yibam? According to Rebbe, it's to be doimet to the Yibam, just like Yibam is Bal Karcha, the Kesef is Bal Karcha, the Maimer is Bal Karcha. But according to the Rabbanan, it's the other way around. Since they imported it from Kiddushin, Ma Kiddushin mi daitav, Hochenami dim mi daitav. Robbie, you have a question?
Yes, I don't understand the story of the Yavama. If the Maimer is connected to Yavam, then has to, it automatically, just as Yavam is Bal Karcha, then the Maimer also is Bal Karcha, who be Utalia. How can I separate from Maimer?
Gotcha.
To give different rules.
Gotcha. So as you know, we have a rule that the Gemara quotes fairly often, "Kol de tokin rabbanan ki en de araisa tokin." when the Chachamim made a takana, they tried to go and find a basis and model it after something that says in the Torah. So now the question is, what is the model that they based it on? Since the whole inyan of Maimer of giving kesef to the Yivama is brand new, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. So they had to go and adopt it from somewhere else. So they adopted it from Kiddushin. Just like when it comes to marrying a normal, regular girl, you have two steps. First the Erisin and then the Nisuin. So the Erisin consists of typically Kesef or Shtar. Then the Nisuin later on, the Bia or the Chuppah, etc. When you consummate. So it's two steps. So by Yibam also, we don't want to force this girl into the Avam. And so therefore we say, let's also do it gradually. Let's do it first with a minor. Okay, so if you look upon it as being exactly the same as Kiddushin, a regular woman's case, then of course, you're right, it would be Midata. However, since it's part of the Yibam process, and the Yibam is Bal Karcha, could be the Chamim or Mesak in the Maimer and the Yibam. So it's all the question
after
of...
After the Takoda, yeah. After the Takoda of Maimer, what happens if he skips Maimer and goes directly?
It's still effective. It's still effective. The purpose was to kind of acclimate them and to break it in. But it would be effective even without the Maimer. Barry has a question.
When there's only one Yavam, that makes sense, because mm-hmm. basically he's the only game in town.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's multiple brothers, then the Chachamim seems to have the better view on this, because she has a choice. She could either be miyabim by one brother, the oldest, or the younger one. So I'm a little bothered by. I see Rebbe's case where there's only one game in town. It doesn't matter. It's just perfunctory anyway to have a mimer, because that's it. Either he does biyar, either does yibam or chalitza. But when there's multiple brothers, her das does matter.
Mm-hmm.
She's allowed to choose. I mean, she has some sense of choice here.
I don't think so. I think in yibamis, whoever's the oldest, he has the first right. I don't think it's up to her. I think it's up to the boys.
If she refuses him and says, "I want the younger brother," I don't think it's up to her.
Okay. I think it's up to him.
Okay, so really, okay.
Anyway, your question before about if she doesn't consent, and how does she get the mimer? What happens if she has a chatzar and you drop it in her chatzar? So therefore, it's now hers. Even if she said, "I protest," you can protest as much as you want.
We learned about gemiras das.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is,
do you need a gemiras das for a get?
No, but that's different. That's minat Torah.
Oh, so Rebbe says that they were goyim in midrabon this din of mimer, like the din
of get,
and just like the yibam itself is bal karcha. There's also bal karcha. Any Rebbe the son, you always a mami. Eventually, when midatra me mekana chamayim loykana. My time at the Rebbe gomer bia. May be the Yavam of Balkarcha, Falchanan Balkarcha, Rabban Tzavi, Yofin Mikidushim, Makidushim, Nimidatav, Hoke, Nami, Demi, Taita. The Maika Mifli, what's the Machlaik? It's like we've already explained. Rabbi Samamili, the Yavam, and the Yavam, Havale, the Melev. When the Chacham will Mesak in the Inyan of Maimer, they based it on the entire process of Yibam. And since Yibam eventually means even Balkarcha, so they said that Maimer can also be done Balkarcha. Rabbanan Samri, Kiddushin, Mikiddushin, Havalel, Meilev. You should learn one from the other, because after all, the whole Inyan of Maimer is similar to Kiddushin, and therefore it has to be Davka Midaita and not Bakar. Hochanam Mistavra. Okay, so before we continue on, so what have we now accomplished with all of that? What we've accomplished is, back in this Bryce at the top of the Omud, the Gemara is telling us that this din of the Maimer, that the Nara, Beimidas Atzma, Beimidas Aviya, is talking about a situation, Aliba de Rebbe, that Rebbe holds that Maimer can be done even Bal Karcha. If it can be done Bal Karcha, then it has the exact same din as a get. What was the distinction that we made between Kiddushin and Gittin? According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Rabbanon, that we said the Gabi Kiddushin, it's Avia Veloihi. Mashenkim the Gabi Gittin, the Rabbanon say he, via Mekablin as Gitta. So you might say, I'll tell you a very simple tarot. The reason is because Kiddushin Dimidata, somebody has to be maskim, Aviyah V'loihi, by Gerish and Bal Karcha, Beidhi Uvein Aviyah. Guess what? Maimer, Aliba de Rebbe, and now we're assuming Aliba to this Rabbanon and this Rabbi Yochanan, is talking about a Maimer which was Bal Karcha. Since the Bal Karcha, says the Brisa, Nara, Beimidas Atzma, Beimidas Aviyah. regardless of whether you give the maimer to the father, you give the maimer to the bride, to the girl, it's all the same. Because anyway, it's Baal Korach. Aha. So Dochzai is I get. So now we have a good teretz according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara,
according to Rashi Berchanina, trying to explain Rabbi Yochanan, mm-hmm. he says kedushin mafkes asma reshu sabiyah.
That was the first pshat. We rejected that pshat.
That was rejected. We're not trying to support it. We're rejecting it. Okay.
Exactly. That's why the Gemara said Eli Itmar, continuing back on here, the new Rabbi Yossi Berchanina.
Okay. Take my time.
Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar Rabbi Yochanan. My time Rabbi Yochanan. Eli Rabbanan. Because it's midat and this is about kach. We are, by the way, in another few lines going to try to reinstate the first pshat. In the meantime, the first pshat has been rejected. The chilek between kedushin and gittin is midaita or bar karcha. You asked the kasha from maimer, which you thought was midaita, and you're saying if it's midaita, then it should only be avia v'loihi. And for the Gemara, no, we're talking about a case of mamer bal karcha libe, the rabbi that holds that mamer bal karcha works. Since it works, then maybe das atzim, maybe das avia, then it becomes identical to the halacha of yit. So kumo hachanam mestava. You shouldn't think that this pshat is perhaps somewhat far-fetched or attenuated. No, logically, that's the pshat, kidekomataris Rabbi Yochanan. Like Rabbi Yochanan Taka learns that he holds that there's no difference between, other way around, that Rabbi Yochanan says that there's a fundamental difference between Gerushin and Kiddushin, that the machloikis that we find in Masechta's Gittin is only in Masechta's Gittin, but by Kiddushin everybody agrees, even the Rabbanan agree, that only the father and not the daughter. And we ask, what's the reason why? I'll tell you why. Because by Kiddushin, you need the Das Machna, so you need the father. Father is not sharing that with anybody else. However, when you're talking about the case of Get, that's Baal Korcha, since Baal Korcha of him, Baal Korcha of her, etc. So now, I'll bring you a raya that that's Takip Shat, Kim Matarz of Yochanan. Midiktoni Seifa, in that braisa of the maimer that we had at the top of the Amud, remember we noted that on the third line there are parentheses. What does it say in the Seifa? Masha Ein Kem B'Kiddushin, that Kiddushin and maimer are different. What's the difference by Kiddushin? By Kiddushin it would only be the father and not the daughter. By Maimer, it's both the father and the daughter. So what's the Nafkimina? Oh, the Nafkimina, just like we said, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because Kiddushin, since it's Midaita, it has to be via Viloihi. You have to have somebody's consent, and the father is in charge. He's the one that gives the consent. But Shenkin, you're talking about Maimer, since it's Baal Karcha, it has the same thing like Gittin. Just like Gittin, Baal Karcha, Bein Midas Atzim, Bein Midas Aviyah. Same thing over here, just like we said. He via mekablin as gitter. He via mekablin as kesef minor. Okay. And that's the reason why the braisa accentuates and in graphics, dramatic terms, says it's only by mamer, but not by kedushin. Why is it different between mamer and kedushin? Like we said, because mamer is baal korcha, kedushin is not. And therefore, here the father has to be consulted. The girl is out of the picture. By the case of Maimer, it's called Karcha. So you can give it to her, you can give it to him. Good text. Frank Timur, it's such a good text. It's Ellen Neyma, Tiavit Yiftarishka.
Only according to Rabbi.
Yeah, you're 100% right. We're explaining the Brice according to Rabbi that the din of Maimer is just like the din of Yimbam, which is Baal Karcha. Good.
But we are going according to the minority view.
I don't know that it's minority view. I don't know how we paskin between the Rebbe and the Chachamim in that
it's
case.
Chaviro, chaviro.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how we paskin in that case, but bottom line is, our Gemara says that this makes a lot of sense, that the Brice itself distinguishes between Maimer and Kiddushin. Why does it distinguish? Why do we have that distinction? Because of Rebbe. The Rebbe says that Kiddushin has to be Midata. I mean, everybody holds Kiddushin has to be Midata. And the Gabi Maimer, since that can be Baal Karcha, finds, and that's why it has the same din, just like get, that it can be both give the get or the maimer to the father, or give the get or the maimer to the daughter, to the nah. I'm afraid to mind the name of Reish Lakish, but now we have Shvein Reish Lakish. Why is it Shvein Reish Lakish? Because Reish Lakish said, Kemachloikis le Gerishin, Kach Machloikis le Kiddushin. Okay, so what do the Rabbonin hold in Mesechta's Gittin? That both the father and the daughter can be Mekabal Saget. So says Reish Lakish, by Kiddushin, both the father and the daughter can be Mekabal the Kesef Kiddushin. So why does it say in the Braisa only by Maimer, Mash'en Kim B'Kiddushin. It's not Mash'en Kim B'Kiddushin. Kiddushin is exactly the same halacha according to Reish Lakish. No difference whatsoever. Get is Bein Midasa, Bein Midas Atz, Bein Midas Aviyah. Kiddushin is Bein Midas Atz, Bein Midas Aviyah. Get Bein Midas Atz, Bein Midas. They're all the same across the board according to the Rabbanon. Idrach Shver. The whole premise of the Kashan Reish Lakish is that we're assuming that that price about Maimer is going according to the Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, Yitake Shver. Because according to Reish Lakish, they're all the same. He says, no, it's according to the Rabbi Yehudahi. And what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So remember back in Mesech, it's given Om Rabbi Yehuda. Ein shtei yodayim zoykas ki echad. Elavia mekabel is get. Only the father can mekabel the get, and only the father can mekabel the kesef kiddushin. And that's why it says in the parentheses, "Mashen can be kiddushin." Only the father can go and get the kesef kiddushin. The obvious question is, why by Maimer does it say that the nara can participate? Pei midas atz, pei midas avia. If you're talking about according to Rabbi Yehuda said according to the Mishnah Mesechtes Gittin. Only the father. Reish Lakish says by Kiddushin, only the father. So by Maimer, it should also be only the father.
How old is she?
12 years old. So we're going to address that issue in another few lines of Mishnah. The Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, now everything is okay. That's why it says in the parentheses, Masha Enkin be Kiddushin, that it's only the father. But Frank Tamar Ir Behuda, Masha Enkin be Kiddushin. Why does it say in the parentheses Loit Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan distinguishes in fact between Maimer and Kiddushin? Oh, Maimer Halacha is both Kiddushin, only the father.
What is Maimer?
Maimer is Kesef Kiddushin that you give to Yivan. If Chas V'Shalom her husband passed away and she falls Liyibum to her brother-in-law who were no children, so Minat Torah is only a din of yibum, which means just a din of bia. The Rabbanan said there should be an interim step of kesef kiddushin, which we call maimer. That's not min haTorah; it's min Rabbanan. So zokti mar ira bihuda mashenkin bekiddushin mashenkin begeirushin mibaylei. Now, why mashenkin begeirushin? So Rashi explains that it would be a greater chiddush by geirushin. If you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amid, mashenkin begeirushin mibaylei, vafilu begeirushin. There's no Baal Karcha Palig Rabbi Yehuda Nami the Omer Ein Shtei Yedayim Zoiches Ka'achas. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda holds even Mesechus Gittin. That's where his halacha is based. Nar Murasa Hida Diya Mekamas Gitta. Don't let it get. Rabbi Yehuda, no. It's only the father. But it's being given Baal Karcha. I don't care whether it's being given Baal Karcha or not. Bottom line is, the father is the only one in charge. You have to go and give the get to him and not to the Nar. Ah, so going back now to the case of the Maimer we're saying is also given Baal Karcha. That's how we learn the Braisa Libid the Rebbe. Ah, if it's talking about that's Baal Karcha, wouldn't it make sense to compare Baal Karcha and Baal Karcha and say the case of Maimer, which is Baal Karcha, both father and daughter. Case of Geirishim, which is Baal Karcha, no, only the father. Wouldn't that be a very dramatic...
A better comparison.
Why are we comparing it to Kiddushin? Kiddushin is fundamentally different because Kiddushin has to be Mendata. We should go and emphasize that according to Rebbe Yehuda, it's between this Balkar and the other Balkar. Everyone, Einach Anami. We could have done that and it would have made a lot of sense. But I did a ton of Maimer, the Dhamma, the Kiddushin. After all, took Maimer, which is a mode similar to Kiddushin to bring the parties together. So even though as Baal Karcha, you're right, it would make more sense to go into Mashen Kim B'Gerushin, but we're talking about bringing together a parallel of a single man, a single girl coming together. So just like here's Kiddushin, here is Maimer. That's the reason why we say Mashen Kim B'Gerushin. Frank Timura from Yehuda Maishno Maimer. Why tak is there chilika by Maimer? Meaning, remember, according to Reish Lakish, the Bryce on the top is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, so what did Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds by Gittin, it's only the father. When it comes to Kiddushin, it's only the father. How come by Maimer he holds that it's not only the father, but also she herself can do the Maimer? Why would that be? After all, since according to Reish Lakish, that Rabbi Yossi doesn't make this distinction between Gittin and Kiddushin. In all cases, father, father, father. Bein whether it's Midata, bein whether it's Bal Korcha, always the father. So, Manishtana, why is Maimer different? Everyone will tell you, why? Hoylus Kukavai Medes. She really has one foot in the door, so to speak, because there's a Zika. What was the Zika? The fact that she was married to the previous brother. And therefore, they're already
linked.
Oh, so now to go and complete that link with guest doing the Maimer, that she can go and take herself because she already has a Shaychus, a relationship. This is not a brand new situation of a Shidduch between a boy and a girl that I've never met. They're already related by the fact that there's a Zika. That Zika either has to eventually mushroom and grow into a full-fledged Yibam, or it has to be severed with a Chalitza. But there is a Zika. Since there's a Zika already, then she can go and accept her Kesef Maimer. So l'chayr, that makes a lot of sense. Once you've come on to this teretz, then you can use this teretz to and for Rabbi Yochanan as well. Meaning, remember, we originally had a first pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. What's the difference between get and between kiddushin? That this happens to be kiddushin is mafkia atzma rishus aviya, while get is mafkia atzma and machneses atzma rishus aviya. And so then we said, no, so the same thing should apply to Maimer as well, because Maimer also is being mafkia her, Rishus Aviyah, and that being the case, it should be Aviyah Veloihi. Why does it say, by the case of Maimer, Beimidas Atum, Beimidas Aviyah? And therefore, the Gemara had to go and change course and say, no, that's not the reason. It's not because of Mafkaz Atzma, the reason because of Malkorcha, Mit Midaita. Says the Gemara, no, you can stay with the original Pshat, Shani Maimer, Hoyul Zakuka, Voi Medes. Since there is an existing Zika. Remember, what was the first teretz? First teretz was, why by Gittin do we say, according to Rabbanan, both the father and she, Mekablin as Gitta, because the father is very happy that she is being restored and coming back into his Rishus. He says, fine, she can go and take the get. I'm very nichali. I'm happy that she's returning to my Rishus. Kiddushin, that she's leaving the fold because she's getting married now to this quote-unquote stranger, he's not so happy. Every time somebody gets married, it's very mixed emotions. So now the question is it good for the Jews or bad for the Jews? I don't know. He says, I want to be in control. But why by Maimer, where it's also, she's being mafkia atzmi rishus aviha, why do you say over there that she has the right to participate in the Maimer? So it's more very simple. There's a fundamental difference. Here we're talking about a total stranger. Says the father, I'm in charge. They were talking about that she has that Zika already to the Yavam. She says, Tati, I don't really need your help. I'm already on the path, either to Yibam or to Chalitza. So therefore, she can go and receive the Kesem Maimer herself. She doesn't need the father to be in charge. So by doing this, we have now resuscitated the first Pshat in the Gemara, Aliba Dirabiyah. Frank Dimariyetz, go back to our Mishnah. Tana, back on Daf Mem Aleph, the beginning of our Perek, it certainly sounds like boy ubishluchai en ba ubishlucha loya. Only the father is in charge, not the daughter. She has nothing to say. Freitimura, Trishlokish. Why is it shver according to Trishlokish? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan says that the Kedushin Divri Hakoil Aviyah V'loihi, right? How much is it got to get? But by Kiddushin, everybody agrees, the father's in charge. Our Mishnah talking about Kiddushin, only the father's in charge. Boy u'bishluchai. It doesn't say ba u'bishlucha. However, according to Rish Lakish, it's Ayeshveh. Because Rish Lakish says that the same machlokes that we have in Maseches Gittin, we have over here. What did the Rabbanan say, the Gabi aget? He, the Aviyah, mekablin as Gitta. So assuming that our Mishnah is going according to the same Rabbanan of the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin, then it would also be he via mekablin is the kesef kedushin. So why does it say only boyu bishluchai? Why does it say ba'u bishluchah? Am lechrish lokish hanami Rabbi Yehudi. I have no choice. That Mishnah, our Mishnah, I should say, yes, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold?
Only the father.
Only the father. Not her. So just like Rabbi Yehuda says that by Gittin, he says the same thing over here by Kiddushin. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Frey Timara, so fine. Valktani Seifa. Let's go to the Seifa. Now, the Seifa is not the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav. I'm sorry, I'm Daf Mem Aleph. It's a new Mishnah Daf Mem Vav. Yeah, Vazokti.
Rebbe is saying for the get and for the Kedusha, it's the father?
For an hour, for a 12-year-old, yes.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, for 12-year-old, the father is the one in charge. She's right. Still 12 years old.
Of course.
Yeah. All she can do is she can go and prepare with her father's help the pshetel that she's going to say the bat mitzvah, right. Whether it be all the balloons and all that. But she may not be ready to get married on her own. The father's in charge.
Yeah.
Good.
I gotta go to physical therapy.
Okay, so Hatzlacha Rabba, have a good Yom Tov and a good
too.
Job. So yes. Nice seeing you, TJ.
Of course.
Be well. Come more often and we continue to learn together.
Yeah.
Okay. Zagizant. So back to our Gemara. The Gemara says on the first wide line, on the Chishlok Shinam Rebudi. Seifa means a Mishnah which we have not learned yet, which we're going to learn on Daf Mem Vav. If you want to turn to Daf Mem Vav just for a short moment, so we have a better understanding, the Mishnah says in the middle of Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Ho'oyim le'isha, a chosin goes to the Kala, instead of giving her Kesef Kedushin, or instead of giving her a ring, Hiskat Shali b'tomorizu. He has a whole collection of dates, and he gives her date number one and says, I want you Mekadeshes with this date. Then he gives her the second date, Hiskat Shali Bezu. And he does this multiple times. Each one, Hiskat Shali Bezu, Hiskat Shali Bezu, Hiskat Shali Bezu. Says the Mishnah, Im Yesh Ba'achas Mehen Sheva Pruta, if one of all of these dates is worth a Sheva Pruta, Mekadeshes. That is Kedush. Vim Lav, if each one of them is only less, is Pachas Mishava Pruta, even though all the dates together are worth a Sheva Pruta, it does not work. However, if he says hiskachli bezu u bezu u bezu without repeating the word hiskachi again, if all of them together shavapruta, mikudesh. If not, any mikudesh. So what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? In the Reisha he said hiskachi, hiskachi, hiskachi. Each one is a separate maisa kedushin. If the tomorrow, at least once out of these 5 or 10 tomorrows, if one of them is Sheva Pruta, they're married. However, if each one of them is less than a Sheva Pruta, each time he said Iskachi Bazoo, 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 in other words, I shouldn't say that. Each time he said Iskachi Bazoo, not a Sheva Pruta, nothing. Iskachi Bazoo, not a Sheva Pruta, nothing. Iskachi Bazoo, garnished. It's only if he says Iskachi Bazoo, Ubazoo, Ubazoo,
collectively,
then we add them all up together, and then it's Mikudesh. Now this distinction of Iskachli Bezu, or Iskachli Bezu, 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 this distinction is very valid according to Reb Shimon, but not according to Reb Yehuda. Now, who's the Reb Shimon, who's Reb Yehuda, we'll see momentarily. Again, Boktoni Seifa, second wide line back on Mem Dalet Omed Aleph. Hoyim le'ish Iskachli Bezu, Iskachli Bezu, and Iskachli Bezu. And each time it's worth less than a Sheva Pruta, they're not married. The Amrinan Man Tanit Hiskachi Hiskachi. Who is this Man Diyama that says Hiskachi Hiskachi, that each one of them is like a separate Kedushin and any Mekadeshes? The Omer Rav Rav Shimoni, the Omer Achiyo Mishvua Lechol Echad Di Echad. You have to say a Shvua for each one individually. Now what is that Rav Shimon all about? So Ayin Gemara doesn't go into it. Rashi does, Baruch Hashem, and he explains, it's talking about, for instance, you have a shomer, and you have 5 individuals, and each one of them is saying, shomer, you see that pikadon that you have, that gold watch? Reuven says it belongs to me, Shimon says it belongs to me, Levi says it belongs to me, Yisachar and Zvulun, all 5 of them that says it belongs to me. Okay, so now, what does he have to do? He makes what we call a shvuas shomrim, and he says to the 5 of them, the gold watch that you're talking about, by the way, I said, you see that gold watch? You don't see the gold watch. There was a gold watch, and he's masking that he was holding on to the gold watch, and or maybe he's not masking, but all 5 of them say that you're holding a gold watch for me individually. And then he goes back and he says, Shvua she'ein lecha biyadi, I don't have your gold watch. And now the question is, how does he phrase himself? Does he say Shvua she'ein lecha biyadi shel Reuven, Shvua she'ein biyadi of Shimon, Shvua she'ein lecha biyadi of Levi? In other words, he turns to each one and says Shvua on you, Shvua on you, Shvua on you, that I do not have the gold watch. Period. And then afterwards, he's moedim misvada that he made a false Shvua. What's the halacha? anytime a person makes a full shvuah under these types of circumstances, he has to go and bring a korban asham gezelos. Asham gezelos. Oila the yard is a person that became tamei, or by shvuas edus, or shvuas bitui. Here we're talking about shvuas abikadon or shvuas mamonis, and therefore you have the case of the asham gezelos. Because gezel doesn't mean only gezel. Pasuk talks about that he didn't return the milva, he didn't return.
He denies.
The chichesh b'misa, oy b'kodin, oy b'simis yod, oy b'gezel, oy oshak es amisa, any type of situation where he denied money and he made a full shvuah, after that he has to bring this carbon, the asham. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now, so according to Reb Shimon, for how many asham gezelos will he be required to bring? After all, he made five shvuas against Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. So he made five. So he has to go and bring five asham gezelos. Says Reb Shimon, it depends how it was phrased. If he said shvuah she'en lecha biyadin, he turns to Reuven. Shvuah she'en lecha biyadin, he turns to Shimon. Shvuah she'en lecha biyadin, he repeats the word shvuah five times. He's going to have to bring five asham gzeilus. But what happens if he says shmuah she'en lecha biyadi loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha? That was one shmuah. He only has to bring one carbon. Ah, that being the case, says the Gemara, that's the Tana of the Mishnah on Masecht on Daf Memvav that makes the difference between hiskachi, or he said hiskachi bezu ubezu ubezu. It's the same type of framework. If you made individual hiskachi, it's like making individual shvush ein lechal biyadi, that you have separate asham gzeilos. Here you have a separate kedushin, and each time you didn't have a shava pruta. However, if he says shvush ein lechal v'lelecha, it's one shvuah. So here too, and that's why you only have to bring one carbon asham. Here too, the Gabbai Kedushin. It's Kachli, Bazoo. You add them all up together, and if you have a Sheva Pruta, Mikudeshes. So it's a nice parallel, and the Gemara Taka says, later on, Daf Mem Vav, it goes according to Reb Shimoni. Back to our Gemara, the Amai Shinem Yishmu Lechol Echa B'yecha. Just like Hiskachi is separate. When would you be Mechuyev? Multiple Karbonois Asham Gzeilois, if you said a separate Shvua for each one. Aha. Okay, so then how are you telling me that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda if the continuation of the Mishnah, the Sefer, is Rabbi Shimon? Maybe you're going to go and tell me, Kul Rabbi Yehuda. Upa Prati Savalok Rabbi Shimon. It's not Shver. Both our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and that Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to this Klal Uprat, Hiskachi, Bezu, and these halachas, then he learns like Rabbi Shimon, like the Rabbi Shimon from Masechet Nedarim, from Shavuos. Freitimor Mi Savalok. Does he really hold like Reb Shimon? But I have a price, sir. And we go back again to the case of Shavuos. Ze'aklal, this is the general rule. Kolal einoi chayiv ela'achas. If you make one general klal, you only chayiv one Shavuos. Parat, if he's poured each one individually, chayiv ha'kolachas v'yachas dib remeh. Remeh doesn't describe in the price what is the kolal and what is the parat. What is he considered to be the general rule, and what is he considered to be the prat? Says Rashi, near Masechet Shavuos, the Gemara already masbir what his klal and what his prat is. But we don't have to get into the mayor. Now we get into Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Shavuah loy lecha, chayiv al kol achas vi achas. If he says one time the word Shavuah, loy lecha, he's chayiv on each one individually.
Mm-hmm. Just like Rav Shimon, just the opposite of Rav Shimon.
Exactly. We're going to have Rav Shimon another two lines. We'll get to it. Rav Leza Oimer, Rav Leza says, loy lecha, veloy lecha, shvua, then it's chayva kalachas v'yachas. Rashi says that there are two reasons for Rav Leza. Number one, he added the vav, veloy lecha, and he also said shvua at the end. So what does that mean, shvua at the end? If you say shvua at the beginning, so then the shvua might be attributed only to the first loy lecha, shvu loy lecha. And then afterwards he says, and by the way, and loy lecha, without the word shvu. By putting the word shvu at the end, then it's a shvu chayva kolachas v'yachas. Fine. We're not concerned with Reb Lezer, we're concerned with Reb Yehuda and with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon oimeli, oilam einei chayv ad shayme, shvu lechol echad v'yachad. Says Rav Shimon, it makes no difference if you put the word Shvu at the beginning. You put the word Shvu at the end. If you add it above, you subtract it above, none of that is essential. What is essential is that you have to go and say multiple times the word Shvu. He looks at Reuven, Shvu Eloi Lecha. He looks at Shimon, Shvu Eloi Lecha. He looks at Levi, Shvu Eloi Lecha. You have to say Shvu Lechal Echad V'Echad. Ah, but what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, once you say Shvu Eloi Lecha, Eloi Lecha, Eloi Lecha, Yechai Bal Kol Achas V'Echad. So obviously there's a major dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What does our Mishnah Daf Mem Vav say? It says if you say Hiskachi, and you say again Hiskachi, you say Hiskachi, if there's no Shabbat, ain't Mekudeshes. But if you say Hiskachi, Bezu, 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 then they're Mitzdarev. That's exactly what Rabbi Shimon says. And Rabbi Shimon says, ain't a Chavit Shem is Shvu L'chol Echad V'Echad. You have to be Poyret Shvu separately, 1, 2, 3, each time, again Shvu, again Shvu, again Shvu, each time again Hiskachi, Hiskachi, Hiskachi. So there's a very nice parallel that Mishnah Chayre Zichah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Yehuda, there's no reason why you're distinguishing between Hiskachi Lezu, Hiskachi Bezu, Hiskachi Bezu, or the case of Bezu, Bezu, Bezu. Because he says by Shavua, Le'lechol, 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 Chayv Kalachas V'yachas. So therefore, Zokti Gemara Lechoyra, our Mishnah can only go according to Rabbi Shimon, and not according to Yehuda. So how can you say that our Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph is Rabbi Yehuda, if the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav, which is a continuation, is Rabbi Shimon? Else is Yemar Faket, Kula Rabbi Shimon he. Everything goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Certainly the case of Mem Vav, which talks about Hiskachi, Hiskachi, but even the Mishnah back of Mem Aleph, because of Bishlichus, when it comes to Loch of Shliach, Savalok Rabbi Yehuda. What means he holds like Rabbi Yehuda? That Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zoychus Keachot, Elavia Mekabel Ez Gita, and since according to Reish Lokish, there's no difference between the Machloikis between here and there, he says, Kemachloikis be Gerishin, Kemachloikis the Kiddushin. So therefore, the same Rabbi Yehuda, who's no longer Rabbi Yehuda, it's now Rabbi Shimon, who's speaking with the same halach and the same viewpoint of Rabbi Yehuda, Wuvuzuk Rabbi Shimon, that's got to be the father and not the daughter. So our Mishnah is not very consistent. It's all not the Rabbanon, it's all Rabbi Shimon. Where did we have Rabbi Shimon until now? Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, be Hilchois the Shlichas, Legabe the father mit the Yadara. Good. So now that we've concluded this shtickle, the Gemara tells us of a real life story involving this machloikis. Reb Asi le'ol le'bei midrasha. For some reason, Reb Asi couldn't make it to Bais Medrash. Maybe he had a cold. Whatever. He wasn't in Bais Medrash. Ashchel Reb Zeira. He met Reb Zeira. And omale my omale in le'bei midrasha. Unfortunately, I missed the proceedings in Bais Medrash. Can you tell me what did they learn today? What was the shir? What was it all about? Omale, so Reb Zeira says, unfortunately, afanole ayu. I also couldn't make it. I was buying an esrig today, the covered tzukis. I couldn't find a good esrig. I was running all around town. I also didn't get this message. However, I want you to know, Reb Oven Hudi Ayil, our good friend Reb Oven, was in Bais Medrash, the Omar, and he told me, I asked him the same question, no, what's the Sehetzuk, what's the news in Bais Medrash? The Omar, he told me, Chavrusa Kula Kerab Yoichanan, that all the Talmidim in Yeshiva, all the Rabbanan in the Yeshiva, when they heard this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, everybody sided with Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? He said that the machloikis that we had, is in Maseches Gerushin, Legabe Kedushin, Divrei HaKoyel, Levi Avlohi, and therefore the Tana of our Mishnah is Taka the Rabbanan. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Rabbi Shimon. Well, presumably it will be Rabbi Shimon because of Daf Mem Vav, right. But Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan would hold the same thing, the Gabi Distin. Fine, everybody held like a Jechon. Reish Lakish was present, and he was not happy. The Tzavak Reish Lakish was protesting, Ki Kruchya. What exactly is a Kruchya? So Rashi says, Targum Shel Ogur, that's 4 lines or 5 lines to the bottom. The question is, what an Ogur is? The question is anybody else bringing a Pshat over here? So these Gemaras I don't see. But the Gemara that I was using yesterday had that Kruchi is the name of a bird that makes large sounds, has a long neck, and therefore makes the big sounds. So Reish Lakish made such strong protests with strong sounds, and he said, V'yotzva ha'isa, havai li'yitziya, the same halacha that applies in Gittin, and the same halacha applies to Kiddushin. Same machloik is between Rabbi Yosef and the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, Maseches Gittin, same machloik is over here too. But like at Ashkech Bayman, unfortunately nobody listened to him. Nobody paid any attention. Okay, so therefore, the psak now is, since everybody paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So now we go back to the beginning of the story. Rabasi had asked Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says, I wasn't there. However, I heard from Reb Ovin. Omalei, Reb Ovin bar Samchu, can we rely on what Reb Ovin said? After all, maybe he gave us a faulty report. Omalei in, yes, you can rely on it. Kimin yama litignihil. What's my yama litigni? So Rashi explains that he told me this pshat 5 minutes after leaving Besmedesh. And it's as if a person went and caught a fish, and straight from catching the fish, you didn't put it on ice or let it swim around in your bathtub overnight. You took it straight. You killed the fish, and then you went and took off all the scales, and immediately, promptly put it into the frying pan to go and fry. So it was not enough time for this fish to go and change or to survive. Straight from the yam into the frying pan. Here too, this Reb Ovin, straight from Besmedesh, he told me this as he was leaving the Besmedesh. In other words, I saw him coming down the steps. Hey, Reb Ovin, what did they learn Besmedesh today? Oh, you didn't hear? Oh, Rish Lakish was protesting, everybody learned Reb Yochanan. So therefore, even if theoretically Reb Ovin himself was not totally reliable, but since this happened right 1, 2, 3 instantaneously, you can rely. Amr Nachman Yitzchak, remember the story that we just had, Reb Asi and Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira is quoting from Reb Ovin, but he didn't say what Reb Ovin's father's name is. So you're going to wonder, no, what difference does it make? Reb Ovin Stam, he just repeated the name of Reb Ovin. If I find another Reb Ovin that in fact learns like Rish Lakish Lamashal, then I would say, oh, Astira, here Reb Ovin is reporting everybody agreed to Reb Yochanan. And Rish Lakish was the only lone cry out saying, no, 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 no. If I would find another Reb Ovin that disagrees with that, then I would have Astira. Therefore, says Imara, that's why I'm a little bit...
I'll tell you who was Ovin Bar Samcha.
Anyway, so Imara says, I don't know which Reb Ovin it was, whoever it was. He reported correctly, but I can't ask Kasir because I don't know who the father was. Okay. Nu shtikl now. Boi minei rabba mei rab nachman. Na'ara ma'u shetei osa shliach lekabel gita miyad bala. What's the din legabe a na'ara receiving her get? Now, Rashi already points out, we're going according to the Rabban. We don't need to get involved anymore with Yochanan and Rish Lakish because we're talking about Gittin. We're not talking about Kiddushin. What did it say in Masechtas Gittin according to Rabbanan? Tanan Hasam, Namarasa, he via via mekablin as Gitta. Not only can the father get the get, but she can mekabel the get. Okay, so Freyti Marietz, can she appoint a shliach to mekabel the get? Nara maushiti osi shliach oshitasi shliach lekabel Gitta miyad bala. You say Kiara via Damya. After all, we said he via Mekabel's Gitta. Just like the father can go and be Mekabel the Get, and he can appoint a Shliach to Mekabel the Get, she too can go and appoint a Shliach. In fact, what is the Shaila? Why is anyone even asking that? So I'll tell you why. Do you say Kiara via Damya? Or Kechatzar via Damya? What's the reason why she has the right to receive the Get? Is it because she's on equal footing just like her father? In other words, the Torah and the Rabbanan, everybody authorized two individuals to go and accept the get, both the father and she. That being the case, the father can appoint a get for a shliach like Kabbalah, and she can go and appoint a shliach like Kabbalah. Oy, do you say, no, 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 no. The reason why she is able to go and be mekabel the get is because she's an extension of her father. Like a chatzar avi adamya. She's not a parallel competitor with her father, rather, only the father has the real right to go and get the Kesef Kedushin.
It's derivative.
Not the Kesef Kedushin. The get.
Get.
Exactly. She is derivative of her father's rights, and she doesn't have any independent right. It's all based on her father. So she's like the chatzar avia. Just like if you put in the chatzar of the of father, he would be koine. Here too, you put it into her hands. She's like an extension of the father.
Chatzar mishtemeres, literally.
Okay, chatzar mishtemeres, we're going to deal with another moment. Good. So that's the Morashayk. They're equal competitors, if you will. Both of them can take the get, so she can appoint a shliach. If she only happens to be like the chatzar avia, so she cannot appoint a shliach likabola to mekabel get. But if her husband gave the shliach the get and it eventually comes to her hands, va'ad demachi get the other, when she would receive it at that time, then she will be migureshes. But not when the shliach receives it, because he's not a shliach likabola. She doesn't have the power to appoint the shliach likabola. So what is she going to be? So says Rashi, by default, she'll be a shliach lahilacha on behalf of the husband, and therefore when she gets the get, then she'll be megureshes. V'ad demachi get liyad le'megarisha. Until the moment that she receives it, not megureshes. Frey t'imara, u'mimsapkele the Rava, ha? Does Rava really have this shayla? V'amar Rava, the very same Rava. Remember the Gemara started off, boy Rava, boy minei Rava, mirav Nachman. The very same Rava said, in a parallel situation, v'amar Rava, kosev get unesana biyad avda, yoshan u'misham rosoi, hariz a get. What happens if an odoin gives a get and puts it in the hands of, when I say the odoin, the husband took a get and gave it in the hands of her eved, the eved is like her chotzer, and he's yoshin, he's sleeping, umisham rosay, and she is watching over the eved and the get that was put into her hand, how is a get? The get is a good get. Neir, if the eved is up and about, if he's awake, then what's the din? Ain't a get. What difference does it make? Neir am I any get? The havi lechotze mishtameres shulei ledat. That's what you were talking about before. Chotze mishtameres. Here, since the eved is up, so then he could run away with this get. He could flee, and therefore it's not mishtameres ledat that she has the total control over the situation. He has equal control in the sense that he's alive and kicking, and he's around and he's awake. And therefore, he could take this get and tear it to pieces or whatever. So, Timur, if you're going to tell me in the case of the Mishnah that says, according to Rabbanan, that both he and the Nara, Ivavia, means she is the Nara, and her V and her father both can go to Mekabel the get. And you're going to go and tell me that she is not acting independently. She's only Chatzara via Damia, Kimotze Gitli Yoda, even when she gets the get in hand. Namaloi tigoresh. It should still not be migoreshes. The havilo chotza mishtameres shaloi ledas avia. If you're saying that really only the father has all the rights, and her rights are only derivative, as you said, of the father, and therefore she's only extension. Like a chotza, noi bazoit, and the chotza mishtameres ledas avia. But it's not mishtameres ledas avia, it's mishtameres to her own das. So it's like the eved who's neyar, that he has something to say, if you will. And therefore, it's Chatz Mishtamer Shalei Ledata. So if she happens to be the Chotzer, then if she's going to go and receive the get inside her Chotzer by getting into her hands, the Chotzer shouldn't work. Unless, even if the father's standing there and says, yeah, sprint to take the get. She's Neor, she's alive, she is awake. Being that she is awake, is Chatz Mishtamer Shalei Ledata. So, El Oilam Shitalei. The chiyad of Yadamim. Musnach zogen that avada she is a separate yad and she is not just a chotze. And if that's the case, so what's the shaila? Just like the father can appoint the shliach, why can't she appoint the shliach? Oh, yikomi boyalei mi alima kiyad avia the shavi yishliach oiloi. The question is, although the Mishnah says both of them have a right to go mi mekabel to get, both the father and the daughter
directly, but
is her power to receive the get as strong as her father's, or maybe it's still a second level right? The father has the primary right to go and get the get, and therefore he can appoint the shliach. She has a secondary right to go and
only directly, but she doesn't have. It's inferior to the father.
Inferior to the father. That's the shaila that Rava asked. Amalei tom dak eino is a shliach. She cannot make a shliach. Only the father can, she cannot, she's inferior. Thank you, more Aesve! Ketana she omr his kabili giti, ain't get at she gia get liyodo. This price is talking about a ketana, not about a gdoy, not about an art. So ketana that appoints a shliach and says, Yanko or Nancy, do me a favor, could you be my kabili git on my behalf? That is worthless, because she doesn't have enough koyach because of her lack of das to make a minui shlichus. So that fact she says she's mamana, the other guy is gabali, that's worthless. So when will she be megoreshes? Actually, get the other. Eventually, the get will get to her hands, and the person that she appointed as a shliach lekabala will become a shliach lohilocha on behalf of the husband. When she gets the get, then she'll become megoreshes. That's by ktana. So let's now be medayik. Only by ktana. Hanara, hari is a get. By nara, it would be a good get as soon as the shliach receives it. So I see the nara does have the right and does have the authority, the power to go and appoint a shliach lekabala. You just said now, eino is a shliach. There's no father around anymore. In other words, the father passed away, and now she is receiving her get, and now there's nobody else in town. When there's a father, the father has the primary, and her right to receive a get becomes inferior. If there's no father, then she becomes the primary. In fact, she's the exclusive person to receive the get. So therefore, just like she can get it herself, she can go and appoint a shliach as well. That pshat is a shvera pshat. The mutani sefer. Continue on the same brisa. Let's go to the sefer. Im omer via tse the kabel get libiti. What happens if the father says to her husband, "Go out"? Not to the husband. No, he says to a shliach, "Go mimekabel the get for my daughter from her husband." Im rotze baal lachzer boy lo yachzer. If afterwards the baal wants to change his mind, he cannot change his mind. Why can't he change his mind? Because since the father appointed the shliach lekabbalah, as soon as the shliach lekabbalah gets the get, she's megoreshes, it's done. So the Baal can no longer change his mind. Now, if the Sefer says, in Omer Aviyah Tzeva Kabbal Get, obviously it's so much that there is an Aviyah alive. If there was no Aviyah alive, you couldn't have him Omer Aviyah. Is Machal de Reisha, but Yesh la Avaskinan. Isn't the whole brisa talking about from beginning to end that there is a father on the scene? And nevertheless, in the Reish it says, Ktano ain't again, but Nara haris again. But now if the Via went and appointed a Shliach, then the Shliach like a Kabbalah, it works as soon as he gets the get. So it's also Babi Yeshla Av, is the Chvayt Yishveh, you paskin, the Rav Nachman paskin to Rav, that ain ois Shliach, that a Nara can't appoint a Shliach to receive the get. I see from this brisa that an Nara can appoint a Shliach.
That's a Diak, that's a Diak. It doesn't say it explicitly in the brisa.
You're right, 100%. It's a Diak. Agree.
Right.
Now the Gemara tried to go and say, "Yeah, you don't have a right because so much b'shein la'af." But clearly, so much b'shein la'af. Exactly. Every the Gemara, Surin Maxav Alchitani. We have to add a couple of words. Ketana Shem is Kabbali Giti Ain Get Ashigia Get Liyada Hanara Haris Get. Like we said until now. But now we're adding. B'med Var Mamurim Kishein La'av. That there is no av. That's why when the Nara gets it, it's talking goreshes, and she can appoint a shliach. Not when she gets it. As soon as the nara shliach gets it, she's megoreshes. Avol yesh la av. Vi omra vi atzei v'kabal l'biti gita. V'roi tzeba lachzer. Lo yachzer. So all we've done is we said, no, the reisha is talking about that she had no av. It's the same that's from but yesh la av. How can we go and change channels so quickly? You have to add those few words. Medvar mamurim, the reisha is talking about ein la'av, but if there is yes and av, then you have the halacha, the av will appoint the shliach, and then she's immediately divorced as soon as she gets the get. As soon as the shliach gets the get. Good. No shtikha.
Could we go back for a moment when we had the case of the Yevon that was near or not near?
Yes.
Are we talking about there that it's, obviously you have to be talking about a nara, otherwise what would be how would it be similar?
It doesn't have to be talking about a Nara. It doesn't have to be talking about a Nara. It's talking about a person, a married woman. And as we learned back in Masechtas Gittin, a husband can effect the giving of a get either by putting it into her hands or into the hands of a her shliach lekabala or by throwing it into her chotzer. The Gemara over there, back in the Masechtas Gittin, likened the case of an Eved to a case of a Chatzar. So, just like if he threw it into the Chatzar, she becomes Megureshes. But the Gemara says, but it has to be that the Chatzar is Mishtameres Ledata. Has Mishmeres Ledata. Either she's standing there making sure nobody else can get into the Chatzar, just him, just her. So therefore it's Mishtameres Ledata. Or the Gemara said, even according to one man, the Amar, if it has around it a Chinese wall or a Mexican wall, and somebody
chain link fence,
anything that protects against intruders or outtruders or trespassers. So it's mishtameres, even if she's not there physically on the spot, it's also considered to be mishtameres. Then the Gemara talks, what about the case of an eved? An eved has the same din as a chotzer. And therefore, if he put the get into the hands of the eved, she would also be migureshet. But only if he has the status of a chotzer hamishtamer. How would it be a chotzer mishtamer?
He's tied up.
He's tied up and he has to be asleep. Because if he is up and he's able to walk around, then we have a problem. Because then he is not mishtameres
ledata. It doesn't say he was tied up.
You're right. Our Gemara doesn't go into that.
In Gittin it mentions he's tied up.
In Masechta Gittin, when it discusses that case, it says that he's tied up. Okay? With the very case that you're talking about. Aleph, Gittin, Ayin, Ches. Is there a Masechta Gittin over here?
I'm sure there is.
I'll try to find one. To make. Over there. In the middle, you see Gittin. The big Gemara. Move it to the right. Keep on going. After Shulah. Two more. One sticking out. That's it. Sech is getting shkoyach. That Ayin Ches. Thank you very much.
Ayin Shem.
Now the question is, are we going to find it? If we don't, it would be very embarrassing. Hopefully we'll find it. This is on Ayin Ches Amar Aleph. Zog to Gemara v'hilchasa. It's talking about the Kofus. Kofus is Rashi. She'ein roi lahalich. But who come a rubber to have a get? It's got to be talking about that he is tied down. The last toises over there by Daf Ayin Ches clears means he asks, once he's kofus, does he still have to be asleep? Maybe he's up is also good since he's tied down. The toises, I believe, concludes that he has to be both sleeping and tied down. But regardless, that's how the Gemara concludes, Ilkos of the kofus, right before the Mishnah bottom of Ayin Ches Amar Aleph in Gittin. So, if he happens to be tied down, and especially if he happens to be asleep, he has no independent ability to run away, to go, to come, then he's a chotzer mishtameres. However, or mishtamer, if you prefer. However, he's up, and especially if he's not tied down, he can run around, so it's not a chotzer mishtamer, and therefore, it would not be a good get. Okay, Brother Shai?
Sure.
Baruch Hashem to you. You're very welcome. I'm glad that you brought up the point. Getting back to Agamar now. Itmar, we're up to the two dots, roughly 10 lines before the wide lines on Mem Dalid Amid Bey. Zokti Gemar. Itmar, Ketana Shediskacha Shaloi Ledas Aviyah. When Amza Ketana went and didn't ask her father for permission, and she became Mekudeshes on her own. Wow. Omishmul, Tzricha Get U Tzricha Miyun. She needs both a get. In other words, if this marriage does not last, she's going to need both a get and a miyun. We'll discuss this why, when, in a moment. Omer Karna. Karna heard this and he said, Dvorim Begav? Does that make sense? Im get loma miyun. Im miyun loma get.
Right.
So let's remember, what's the difference between a get and a miyun? Anytime a girl gets married under the auspices of her father, if she's a ketana, what's the din? The father has every right to marry her off. As beaten as atal ish as that.
She's miskadesh mizraisa.
And she has a din on aishas ish min hatoira. Lechol dvorel. For every aspect, she's a real aishas ish. Now, if she wants to get divorced, the only way she can do that is if she gets a get. Just like any other situation. Now, the question is, who will receive that get? Does the father get the get or does the girl get the get? Oh, that was the mishnah that we started off today's daf. Now, I know Barry's thinking to himself, but we didn't talk about Ketana, we're talking about Nara.
Right.
Rashi said, who had in the Ketana? The reason why I'm talking about Nara is, same thing applies. But anyway, if she was Miskadesh through her father, boom, halacha is, she needs a get to terminate the marriage. On the other hand, if she married on her own, especially if it was done through her mother or through an older brother, not through the father, that's only a kedushin derabbanan, it's not a kedushin deraisa. Typically, it's talking about when there is no father on the scene. Here we're talking about that there is a father, but the Gemara is telling us that the whole concept of miyun is if there is no get, because it was not done by the father. It's done l'mashal by the mother, the older brother, and our Gemara is extending that l'chayra even into her performing the took the Kesef Kedushin on her own without asking her father. So the two are mutually exclusive. If it's a kedushin d'oraisa, you need a get. If it's a kedushin d'rabbanan, you need a miyun. But you wouldn't need both. Amar lei homar ukva ubeidina bekifri afchu shadru lekami d'rav. What is the Gemara talking about? What the Gemara says is the following. Everybody was wondering, l'choyre karnes kasha on Shmuel is a good kasha.
Yes.
Make up your mind. Is it a get or a miyun? A miyun or a get? Or maybe nothing. But both get and miyun. And Karnes was the one that asked this question. Now, they said, I have a good idea. We're going to go and ask the Mar Ukva, who has his Bezdin Mekifri. They sent the Shaila to Mar Ukva and to his Bezdin. And Mar Ukva, instead of deciding it on his own, he said, you know what? Let's send the Shaila to Rav. In other words, he felt that this was an important question, and he wanted it to be decided. And he felt, let's go to Rav, who's the preeminent. Now, instead of asking the Shaila that Shmuel Paskin, Tzricha Gerah, Tzricha Miyun, and Karnes said Dvorim Begav of Chua, they went and twisted around. And they said that Karna was the one that said Tzricha Get or Tzricha Miyun. And Shmuel said, Dvar Megav, make up your mind. Either Get or Miyun, but how could be both Get and Miyun? It doesn't make sense. Why did they switch it around? So says Rashi, because they knew that Rav and Shmuel were very friendly, and they were afraid
Rav would defer.
Rav would automatically defer to whatever Shmuel says. And if Shmuel says Tzricha Get, Tzricha Miyun, Rav would say, no, if that's what Shmuel said, that's right. Probably the case. That's why they specially reversed it to see how would Rav take it past. So Amalahu, so may ask.
Isn't that Sheker though? Isn't that a bit dishonest to mislead Rav like that?
I guess it's considered to be one of those things where it's a Sheker for good purposes. In other words,
a white lie.
Yeah, no, like a white lie. You and the Gemara says, like for Shulam Bayis, you're allowed to go and say a sheker. Here is for the Shulam of the Halacha. We want to know what the Halacha is. If
you we don't want to prejudice Rav by giving him the full facts.
Okay. Good. So they asked Rav, and Rav said, Ho Alikim, in other words, he's swearing, Tzricha Get or Tzricha Miyun. In other words, he paskin like Shmuel really said,
again, and the way Karna was reported to have said.
And the way Karna was reported to have said. And the Chasli, the Zari, I can't imagine Nebuch. The kinder, the mishpacha of Abba Bar Abba, Rashi says Abba Bar Abba is referring to Avud Shmuel,
right.
That the child of Avud Shmuel, meaning the Shmuel, the name of Hachi, he should go and say Dvarim Begav. So in other words, he sided 1,000% with the taka, the psak of Shmuel, Tzricha Get, Tzricha Miyun, and Karna, the Dvarim Begav, he rejected altogether.
Karna didn't say anything, he just questioned, he asked, you know.
No. Karna's a great guy. When that Chazal Shalom, they should have
done. Dinei Gola or something, I think.
It could very well be.
One of the Karna's.
Sanhedrin and Daf Yitzhak.
Right.
Break the time of my. So, but let's still find out what's the answer.
Right,
Karna,
right, right,
was good.
Right.
What's the reason? Omer Vacham Rebika, Tzricha Get, Shem Nisratza Abi Kiddushin. Tzricha Miyun, Shem Aloy Nisratza Abi Kiddushin. V'yoy Mein Kiddushin, Toys Machoysen. We want to go and cover the waterfront over here. She needs a get. Shem Nisratz Abi Kiddushin. Maybe the Avul afterwards here, who the chassid. Hey, that's great. That's wonderful. I'm so happy that my daughter went and took Kiddushin from him. That's the nicest boy in town. And he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's a finance, a good, and Alam Alis. So maybe he will be in agreement with the Kiddushin, and therefore it might become a Kiddushin Min HaToyra. It's Kiddushin Min HaToyra, you have to have a get. But it's only Chshash. We're not saying for sure Shem. Now, Tzricha Miyun, why are we requiring a Miyun? Shem Lo Yisratz Abi Kiddushin. Maybe the father is not happy with the Kiddushin. And therefore, V'yoimru, Ein Kiddushin Toivsin Ba'choysa. What happens if this fellow, the one that proposed to the Ketana, if we were to go and say, nah, the marriage is no good, you know what he might do? He might want to go marry now the sister. Now, is a person allowed to go, in other words, an older sister,
right.
Is a person allowed to go and marry two sisters? We learned that yesterday in Mincha, they're both Baruch Hashem alive. So if we're going to go and decide decisively that she was married to the first one, if she now proposes to the second one, what's going to happen is people will say, that condition is not Toifa, that's an Erva. However, if we're going to go and say that she was never married to the first one, then he's of course allowed to go and marry the second one. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Me'ikra din, the reason why we have chashash is because maybe Shem Nisratza Av. And because of that I want to be Mechayiv, a get. But if I'm going to be Mechayiv, a get, people will think, oh, so she was taka really married Minatoira. If she's married Minatoira, then if he proposes to a second sister after the get, Lamashal, then people will say, "Ein kiddushin toisim b'achleis," because they were really married. But if in fact they were not married, then the kiddushin is toifis. And if people say "Ein kiddushin toifsin," then they're going to say they don't even need a get. That whole thing that he did with the second girl, that was just ridiculous. It was just nonsense. So to cover all bases, because I have a chashash that maybe the kiddushin was a good kiddushin, we're going to be mechayev a get. But to leave doubt in people's minds, we're going to go and say, and also have a miyun. So people shouldn't jump to conclusions that they were taka real husband and wife. And therefore, if he proposes to the second one, we won't dismiss it out of hand, but we'll be mechayev a get from the second one as well.
Can he marry the second one?
According to, if we hold a real chashash, then maybe the Sarat Abi Kiddush, he wouldn't be able to marry the other one because he's already married to the first one. And of course, he'd have to have a get from the first one. Amar Nachman, Rav Nachman says, V'hushi shitchei, all of this fact pattern that you're telling me, Shemin Esrat Sa'av, is only if there were previous discussions. In other words, that the father had already spoken to the chusin already for the last couple of months, and he feherd him, and he saw, oh, Atamat Chocham, Eirei Shemayim, a good kite, a fine kite. Now we have to set up a date. In other words, a date for the chasana, when we're going to do the Kesu Kiddushin. And then he hears one morning, he gets up in the morning, his daughter tells him, Tati, I have good news for you, we're married already. How did you get married? You're a ktana. I know, but I saw you loved the chusin. You were very happy with him. I took Kesef Kedushin. Here's the money. Ah, in that case, I have to be worried. Shem Nisrat Ab Kedushin. Otherwise, why should I say that? Like the Mafreya, that the father's happy when he hears about the Shidduch after they're already married. He wouldn't say Shem Nisrat. If Ushi Shibcha is a different story. Ah, that's what Rav Nachman said. Ula Omar, Ula said, Afilu me and Enit Zricha. Afil, period. Even me and you don't need, because Ula holds that the whole thing is gunish mit gunish, you don't need anything. Exactly, nothing. Frey Timura, Avagav de Shidchoi. Would Ula say that even in a case where there were discussions in advance, like Rav Nachman said? So Timura, Dushanish. Man de Masni ha, Lui Masni ha. In fact, if there were Shidduchim, meaning that there was discussion and the boy and girl met, and the father met and said, yeah, I think it's a great Shidduch. Even though she was premature in taking Kesef Kedushin without asking her father, that's when I have to be Shemin Esratza. And Ul in such a case would not see Afil Min Ein Zracha. He would say, you Taka need the Min, I have to be concerned that Taka maybe Shemin Esratza. So whoever learned the case of Rav Nachman and said to Mavushi Shidchai didn't report that to Ula. And when Ula said Afil Min Ein Zracha, he was talking about a case where there were no prior Shidduchim. So therefore there's no machloikis between the two. Ikadiyami, there's another version where Ula's basically the same, but he's not talking about this case that the Gemara was asking, but rather he said on his own. Ikadiyami Omer Ula, Kitana Shiniskad Shishaloy Ludas Abia, Afilu Miyun Enetzricha. So in other words, he was not going back on the Shmuel, he wasn't going back on the back and forth with Karna, with Rav, and Shmuel, no, on his own, according to Ikadiyami. Kitana Shiniskad Shishaloy Ludas Abia, you don't need anything. Mosiv Rav Kahana. The Kulon, first Mishnah, Masechta Zivonis. Kulon in Meis, or Mianu in Niskar, Shoinishim, two island is, Tzurisein Mutarois. What's the case over there? We know we have the Chamesh Esrei Noshim, the 15 women, that not only are they Potter from Yibim and Chalitza because of the fact that they are Arroyois, but point is Tzurisein, but Tzuris Tzurisein, Atzoif, until the end of all Dairis. Aha. Now, when do they Potter? That's Tavka, if at the time that the husband passed away, he left over two wives. One of them was an erva, and the other was a tzoris erva. Just like the erva is pater, the tzoris erva was sheitach litzrar. Tzoris erva is also pater. But what happens if the erva predeceased the husband? She died, or miyana, there was a miyun, or she got a get, or she was an eyeless. So by the time the husband died, the erva was basically out of the picture. Then the tzoris erva was tzoris, and they can go and marry, because there was no tzoris with an erva at the time of the ptira. When we say mutar, it's not that they can go and marry out Lashuk. They're mutar to be nesiabim through
the
Yom. Chalitza. Exactly right. Now, all the cases of Mesu and Nisgarshun into Islandis is not our Shaila. We're only focusing now on the Mianu. Freyti Gemara, the Kodshiman, who is the one that was Makadish, this girl that you're saying that she got Mion and then she left the scene? And therefore, this Torah's Erev is now on her own, and she can be Misyam. Elaim the Kodshavia, that the father married her off, then Bimion Sagila, get Ma'aliyah Baya. That would be the next case of Nisgarisha.
Right.
So Mianu should fall away. Elav the Kodshi Inavsha, she was Mekadish herself. Uktani debaya miyun, that she requires miyun. Didn't you just say now, according to Ula, Ktanish and Iskach, Loi Nadasavir, Afila, miyun ain't a tzricha. And here we're saying that, yes, oim miyanu, there was a case of miyun. So you see that you do require miyun. Why is he saying you don't require miyun? Who might love mafarikla? He's saying, that's talking about a different case. We're talking about Kigoin Shinasala Maisi Yasoim Bechayo Av. What means Maisi Yasoim Bechayo Av? What happens if a father marries off his daughter? And not only did she have Eidusim, but she had Nisuin. So we already said at the outset of the shir, Kimon Deisia Ein Lavi Rishuspa. Then the father's out of the picture. Even if the girl is only 8 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, makes no difference. Once she got married and it was a consummated marriage with Nisuin, father's out of the picture. If subsequently she gets divorced, the father has no further rights vis-a-vis this daughter. So who's going to go and marry this daughter off? Generally, we talk about the Gemara that the mother and or an older brother goes and marries her off. Our Gemara says even she herself can marry herself off, which is not so simple. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in our Gemara, that she herself, and that's the Pashat Loshan HaGemara, Ketana Shidiskat Shilin Ladasavir. Anyway, but according to others, for instance, Shulchan Aruch, and when it's Paskin Zisalocha, says only the father, I'm sorry, only the mother or the older brother, now that she can go and do it herself. But Rashi learns is talking about that she was Mekadosh herself. Okay, so anyway, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is the father is out of the picture in terms of control. Why is he out of the picture in terms of control?
She's already been married and divorced fully.
And therefore, that's why she's considered to be a Yesoima B'chai Yo'ab. That's the case of the Mianu. But in the case where Taka, there is a father alive, and there was no Maisi Yesoima, meaning that this was only a previous Eirisim, and it wasn't a Nisun. So you don't have a Maisi Yesoima. And now she's Mima'enes. Why was she Mima'enes? Because of the fact that she had the mother or the brother or herself to be Mima'en. That's the case in the Mishnah. It's not talking about like we thought in Ula's case that there was a father on the scene and she was Mekadesh Shalei L'Dasavir, or maybe the mother married her off Shalei L'Dasavir. That would be Gunish Mit Gunish, says Ula. When do you require Mion? In a case where the father's out of the picture, why? Because of Masi Yisayimah B'chayah Av. Well, the mother married her off, and the father nothing to say. That mian, of course, is a good mian. Everybody agrees. Ula would hold. Everybody would hold. That a ketana that's married through the mother, through the older brother, and according to our Gemara, through herself, when the father has no more say in the matter, in the Chavada, then mian helps, and that's the case in the Mishnah, in Masechta Yevamos. And what did Ula talk about? Ula talked about when the father was in control, because there was no previous nisuin. What business does she have being Mekadesh Shleid al-Sabir? It's worthless. It's gunish filamion ain't it? Stop up here, Rabbi Tzai.
Remind everyone tonight at 8:30 you're making.